Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. It was formerly known as the Louisiana Budget Project, and he joins us. Jan, it's been a while. Welcome to the show.
It sure has been, and thank you for having me, Newell.
It's always good to hear your voice. Before we get into the conference that you guys are going to be holding on September the 18th, let us talk about what you guys are up to right now.
Well, right now, it's the conference, and that's what's been taking up most of our time. But overall, it's been a pretty big year for tax and budget policy, both at the state and the federal level. And so a lot of what we're going to be talking about at the conference is that, because it's hard to believe it's been only 2 months, but the one big, beautiful bill that was signed into law by the president is going to have profound effects on how Louisiana is going to be able to pay for health care and education and food assistance and a lot of the programs that people depend on. And then, of course, we had the tax reform or the tax overhaul that passed at the state level last November, and the effects of that are going to be felt in the budget in the years to come. So a lot has happened. We haven't really seen all the effects of it yet, but a lot of that is what we're going to be talking about.
Where do y'all fall out on this issue with the big, beautiful bill, especially in the realm of health care? I mean, we've not seen rural hospitals closed down in Louisiana, have we?
We haven't. And a huge reason for that is because Louisiana decided to expand Medicaid in 2016. And, of course, when you do that, you make sure that the people who need health care in rural areas actually have some, the hospital has some way to get paid for treating those patients. We see this new federal law, which cuts almost $1 trillion out of the Medicaid program, as an enormous threat. Now, there was a story just in the paper today about this fund that they set up to kind of try to offset a lot of that. That's not going to make up for the cuts. Now, one thing people need to understand about the cuts is the bill, or the law, I should say, front-loaded the tax cuts, so the tax cuts could took effect right away. The tax cuts, of course, mostly flow to those at the very top. Some of the ones that are for the middle class actually have an expiration date, and then they backdated the Medicaid cuts. So a lot of the big cuts aren't really going to take place until after the midterm elections. The first thing I think people are going to see has to do with these Obamacare policies that a lot of people, 300,000 people in Louisiana, have these policies. If Congress doesn't act in the next few weeks to renew those premium tax credits, I think a lot of people are going to see their health insurance get a lot more expensive by the end of the year. But the big cuts aren't really going to come in until about 2027.
But a lot of that we have no one to blame but ourselves for, right? I mean, we've been engaged in exotic financing schemes of Medicaid and for a long, long time in this state. You know, and we continue to do so. 40% of the state is Medicaid eligible. Where would that end? And how, you know, the budget better than most. How could we continue to afford that without the federal government sucking up 90% of the cost?
Well, that's the key question. We can't afford it. Medicaid is mostly paid by the federal government. Louisiana gets a really good deal on Medicaid. And if the federal government pulls away the punch bowl, which is what this law is going to do, you're going to have a lot more people who don't have health coverage. Now, keep in mind, that's not going to keep anybody from getting sick. The health needs are going to go unchanged. All it means is that when that person walks into a hospital because they can't put off getting care any longer, that hospital, if they treat that patient, isn't going to have a way to get paid. And that's going to hurt everybody, not just the people who don't have insurance, who are going to get a huge bill that they can't pay, they can't possibly pay. But if that hospital closes, everybody loses in that community, even the people with the best insurance, because the hospital is closed.
But, John, you know as well as I, this was set up to be a 50-50 car-sharing proposition. And from day one, we immediately started to try and do workarounds to try and make the federal government suck up more of the responsibility than what the state was going to have. In my view, it kind of goes right back to our prioritization. We never really made it a priority, right? I mean, you know, we took uncompensated care numbers from urban hospitals historically, got to 3-to-1 or 2-to-1 match, depending on the administration, and took all of those dollars and went and funded and expanded services in the rural areas, knowing that we were going to hurt the urbans, but trying to save the rurals. And nobody came out a winner in the end there.
Look, I think you're absolutely right. And I'm not going to come on your air and defend every financing scheme that the state has come up with over the years to pay for the Medicaid program. But the Medicaid program is, first of all, for the expansion population. We're talking about working age adults with low income. It was never designed to be 50-50. It was always designed to be 90-10, 90% federal, 10% state. So we get a really good deal on the Medicaid expansion population. But the bottom line is, we have a lot of people with low incomes here in Louisiana who have health needs, and health insurance in the private market simply is unaffordable for most people. That's why we have a Medicaid program. Louisiana does have some mechanisms in state law to pay the state's share of Medicaid that was set up. There's an insurance premium tax that gets charged to every insurance policy that pays for part of the state's tab for Medicaid. We also have the hospital provider tax that was put into place under Bobby Jindal that also pays part of the fee. So this, most of the money for the state share is sort of already baked into the pie. It doesn't come out of the general fund, most of it. So Louisiana gets a really good deal. I think one of the things we do well in Louisiana is health coverage. There was census data that just came out last week that shows our uninsured rate in Louisiana is below the national average. Now, that doesn't always translate into a healthier population because right. We have a lot of unhealthy habits here, but we do a better job than most of our neighboring states in making sure people have health coverage.
Yeah, there was another article that came out. I forgot what national publication it was in. It talked about culture driving health outcomes and that, you know, more and more the evidence is showing that the culture of a community, their view on what they eat, how they eat, you know, what they do in life, is every bit as determinative as anything else as it relates to health outcomes.
Absolutely. And look, I think the study I've seen, and I couldn't cite chapter and verse, but only about 15% of your health outcomes actually have to do with the the health care you receive in a doctor's office or in a hospital setting. The rest is everything else, your lifestyle, your diet, your genetics, exercise, whether you smoke, whether you've had trauma. There's a lot of research now that shows if you had, a childhood trauma a lot and stress, that can manifest in bad health outcomes. So, yeah, having access to a doctor and a hospital and affordable prescription drugs is only a small part of the puzzle. The rest of it is how we live our lives.
Let me ask you, because I was not of this mindset, but I'm always curious what the mindset was of others as it relates to Medicaid expansion. You will recall, as a Republican, I was one of the few that supported the notion that we should exercise Medicaid expansion in the state of Louisiana. Understanding the demographics of the state, I knew that it was a good deal for the state. But by the same token, I also knew there was no way that this thing could last forever at 90-10. The cost was just going to be too exorbitant. And as more and more states decided to expand Medicaid, I came to the realization real quick. I think those that thought about it thought that a lot of the Republican states would never do it. And when they started to fall out and do it, because they were realizing they may be bypassing the best deal in the century relative to the financing of public health, I growingly became concerned that there was no way this was going to be able to hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you?
Well, I agree that Medicaid expansion was probably the best policy decision the state has made certainly in the 22 years that I've been hanging around. And it made a huge difference in the lives of people. I do think it's sustainable. Congress can choose to fund the Medicaid program. And let's not forget the reason why these cuts were made as part of this federal law. It wasn't because Medicaid was unaffordable. It was to offset the cost of the tax cuts. So Congress made a policy choice, and the president made a policy choice that tax cuts primarily for the very wealthiest people and corporations were more important than funding health care services for people in poverty, for the elderly, and for people with disabilities, which is who are served by Medicaid. Now, certainly health care in America in general costs too much. We pay way more for health care than anybody else in the country. But Medicaid actually is a lot more cost efficient than Medicare and the cost, the care you get from Blue Cross Blue Shield. So I certainly think, we are wealthy enough as a country to make sure that everybody in America has access to affordable health care. I don't think anybody would design the system that we have right now from scratch. We have all these different payers and insurance companies, and it's a mess. But the idea that we can't afford to make sure that somebody who makes $20,000 a year and goes to work maybe at multiple jobs, that person shouldn't have access to a doctor and to medicines and to basic decent health care. I just don't buy that.
Well, I mean, I don't buy that either. I just think there's a better way of going about doing this, whether it would be tax incentives for employers to provide it. We give all kinds of other tax incentives. It would seem to me that we should reward employers to provide robust health insurance for individuals that are working. I think it would also drive people more to the workplace if they knew that they could get that robust health insurance policy there and would have tax incentives for employers to do so. All right, let's talk about September 18th. You guys are putting on a conference in Baton Rouge called Toward Justice for All, Centering Equity in Louisiana's Policy Future. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is the fourth conference that we've had as an organization. We've been around since 2006, but we didn't start having these conferences until 2019. The pandemic put things on hold for 3 years, and then so this is the third year in a row we've done it. Last year we did it in New Orleans. This one is at the Water Campus in Baton Rouge, right at the foot of the Mississippi River Bridge. And the idea behind this, like a lot of conferences like this, is to take a step back, to have some in-depth discussion, to hear from subject matter experts on some of the huge issues of the day. The news cycle moves really quickly these days, and so I think it's important to take a step back and to talk in depth about some of these policy changes. So we're going to have, you know, the last time I was on your show, Newell, was we were talking about Jeff Landry's attempts to call a constitutional convention. Mm-hmm. We know how that ended up. But so we have a whole panel on the CONCON debate, which, of course, turned into a special session for constitutional amendments on the ballot that the voters rejected. So we're going to hear from some folks who were involved in that campaign and that effort and sort of discuss about what happened and why. We have a whole opening plenary that is about the new federal mega bill, the one big beautiful bill. We're going to break down, talk about what's in it, how it might impact Louisiana. So we're going to hear from, you know, national and state experts about that. We have another breakout session that I'm really interested in about the potential changes to the Voting Rights Act. You know, Louisiana has a case before the Supreme Court that could end up rewriting the federal Voting Rights Act, not just for Louisiana, but for the rest of the country, and affect how districts are drawn in the South and the rest of the country. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from some of the plaintiffs. And then we have a keynote address by Maya Wiley with the U.S. Conference on Civil Rights, who's going to have a lunch and a keynote. So there's still a couple of tickets left, not that many. If anybody wants a ticket, you can go to investlouisiana.org. And if you can't stay for the whole day, we also have, for a little bit less, you can go just to hear the lunch and the keynote.
All right. Jan Moeller, as always, totally enjoy the conversation with you, Jan. And make sure you get on more often, because I love the conversations that we have on policy. I think they're really robust and good, and enjoy it. And best of luck to you with your conference on September the 18th. Toward Justice for All, Centering Equity in Louisiana's Policy Future. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.